Today, the first Sunday in November, is not only the first day that we turn back to standard time, but also the day in which we celebrate All Saints Day. In the Western tradition, All Saints Day itself is always on November 1st. And that was a date set by way back in 837 A.D. by Pope Gregory V. But the origins of this day go back to 270 A.D. with the celebration of all martyrs. This was celebrated on the first Sunday after Pentecost, which would be in the spring, which is still celebrated by the Eastern Orthodox Church as All Saints Day to this very day. But we celebrate on November 1st or the Sunday thereafter. It is important to note that the very early Christians would celebrate the anniversary day of martyrdom of a fellow Christian. This day of martyrdom was considered to be the person's birth date or birthday. Of course, this was in reference to their birth into their new life, into the kingdom of heaven. Such a view of the Christian life was a sign of deep faith, hope, and belief in the resurrection which lifted one soul into God's eternal kingdom upon earthly death. Therefore, they celebrated the death date as their birth date. Very interesting. All Saints Day and Sunday carries forth the message of the good news of the resurrection. It is the time that we shed the bleakness of pain and sorrow, wipe away the tears of mourning, and celebrate the lives of all the saints. That is, all those who have died as believers and followers of Christ. This makes it a joyous day of remembrances rather than a day of mourning, since the saints had found their eternal reward. If you will note, the hymns for All Saints Day are not somber, they're not dreary, but very much alive and vibrant, triumphal and joyous. They truly set the tone of the day as a celebration of the birthday of all the saints. The day they were born anew into God's eternal kingdom of love. Now, who are all these saints whose birthday we celebrate today? They are all the believers who live their lives as a gift from God and therefore live a life of God's love. They are those who found that their priority in life was to give of themselves back to God's creation and to their fellow human beings. A gift given to us, and we are to give back. They are those whose primary goal in life is not in the pursuit of earthly treasure, but the treasure of being a good Samaritan. They are those whose daily motivation is to love God and their neighbor. Thus they are those who walk the path that Jesus walked and live the life Jesus taught, regardless of the consequences. They are our family. They are our friends. They are our fellow members of the body of Christ. And they are you and me. The saint's life is not to be deterred or sidelined by any earthly obstacle, be that of poverty, wealth, sickness, hunger, mourning, sorrow, or even persecution. They are not to get in the way. For it is a life which believes these words of Jesus. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Now, is Jesus saying that the state of poverty and social demise should be our goal in life? And is that the way to sainthood? Is that what he's saying? I don't believe so. No more than seeking or having the goal of riches or social prominence is the way to sainthood. He said, "For to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation already." Therefore, neither goal is the goal of the saint. Rather, the saint must always have the goal and the motivation of living Jesus' life, regardless of the price that may have to be paid to reach that goal. The saint is the one whose life is governed by God's love, regardless of earthly rewards and treasures. For they are no longer important. This may mean that we may have to make some very, very difficult decisions in our lives. Decisions which may cause pain within ourselves, but decisions which may help someone else. To live the life of God's love may just mean sacrifice. For love means to give of ourselves. Isn't that what love is? To give of oneself? And what society may deem as important may not be important at all. But to give ourselves that others may live and find fulfillment of life, that is being the saint. It is then that we are free to understand the true nature of sainthood. That is what we can then understand the meaning of birthday. The birthday of saints who are gone before us. And even our future birthday. The words of Jesus then come alive. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For surely your reward is great in heaven. That's what the saint believes. That's what the saint lives. You know, and then the psalmist's song is therefore the song of all the saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song. God's praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their ruler. Let them praise their maker's name with dancing. Let them sing praise with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in the people and adorns the poor with victory. It's a song of praise for All Saints' Day. Now it's time to celebrate the birthday of all those loved ones who experienced their reward in God's kingdom of love. All those that we remember, all those that we have held dear, all those cherished memories. And we will celebrate that with the ceremony of remembrance. And every year we do this with the celebration of lighting candles of remembrances and placing them upon the waters of eternal love. And therefore and thereby we celebrate with joy All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday. Hallelujah.